भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः द सीट ऑफ कश्यप मुनि इन द ओम्ब ऑफ Diti was so brilliant that it subdued the brilliance of sun also. So outside, everywhere there was darkness. Since there was everywhere darkness, so the people were not able to do any karma kand because all the karma kand starts with the position of sun. Since sun was not available, so all the puja stopped. Business of all devtas stop. So they all went to, all devta went to Brahmaji. What is this? You are all knower. You are Trikalagya. You know everything. Please tell us what has happened. Then Brahmaji told, see, your Purvaj, your elder brothers. Brahmaji is sitting there. All the devtas have come with the petition. This has happened outside in the world. So please help us. What has happened? Tell me. Brahmaji say, you see, your senior, earlier born to you, my four Manas Putra, mind-born children. What are their names? Sanak, Sanandan, Sanatan and Sanat. One is Sanaka, Ka. Another is Sanata, Ta. Sanak, Sanat, Sanandan, Sanatan. Sanatan. Four brothers, they were born. Once they thought of going by air to Vishnu Lok, to Vaikunth. And they reached there. When they reached there, they entered six gates. And on the seventh gate, there was two doormen, stopped them. So far, name is not given. Lord is going to tell the name in the next chapter. But we all know who were they. Jai and Vijay were there. They stopped. Earlier also, they have stopped. The same doorman, they have stopped. Mother Lakshmi also. So Lakshmi ji reported to Sri Hari, this has happened, Narayan, this has happened, you take action. Bhagavan said, no, I will not take action now because the people will criticize me that he is acting according to wills of wishes of his own wife. The people will criticize. Wait, these people are going to insult Brahman. That sankalp has already come. These people are going to insult Brahman. Nothing has happened yet, but he has already told Lakshmiji, this is going to happen. They will insult Brahman. On that day, I will take action. Not now. Wait for some time. Now, these Brahman means those four mind-born children looking like 5-year-old, naked, they are entering into Vaikunth, and we all know if you are entering into Vaikunth, if you are serving in Vaikunth, or if you are staying in Vaikunth, you must have qualities. And that quality in one class we have seen in detail, all qualities we have seen. Since Jay and Vijay stopped, immediately these four Kumara, they said, you have got a Visham Sabhava. Visham Sabhava? Because you are not seeing the same in everybody. All devotees are one and same. You are obstructing me. Therefore, your Sabhava is not according to the Bhakta Lakshan. Bhakta will never disrespect another Bhakta. You are seeing duality, you are seeing Dvaita. You are not seeing the same tattva in each person. Therefore, you are not fit for this place. We know the story only this much, ki they obstructed and the Brahman cursed. But why did they curse? What was the reason? Reason was that you are not equanimous. You are not seeing samata. You are not seeing the reality, the truth in each and every person. Your sabhava, your nature is visam. Therefore, you are not fit for Vaikunth. In Vaikunth, only those person can go who has got the specific qualities. And all the people we have seen in our all 400 Chaturbhuj, everybody is like that, wearing the same type of dress. Therefore, you have to go down. Curse was given. Actually, it was the Sankalpa. Bhagwan Sankalpa was there. Otherwise, a realized person, a Brahman, a person like Sanak Sanandan, Sanatan, Sanak Kumar, they cannot even think of that also. They should not get angry. The anger also came because of Sankalpa. Lord wanted that way. Therefore, they acted that way. The moment these doormen were cursed, they understood that this Brahman danda is going to happen. Even the Lord will come and he will second their proposal. Whatever they have to write. He is not going to interfere. Therefore, they immediately fell down at the feet of that Sanak Sanandan Sanatana and said, Pada Graho Apatata Adi Katarena. With a great anxiety, they fell down at the feet of those Kumaraj, four Kumaraj. And they said, please have a grace on us. Thodi kripa karo, be compassionate. We are ready to accept whatever curse you are giving from the Vaikunth. We are ready to go to the down loka, where there is a duality, where there is a kam, krodh, lobh are the three doors for the hell. Ready. I am not telling you withdraw your curse. We are suggesting that we should not forget Lord. Bas. This much you grant us. Even if we are going to the hell, we remember Lord. Bhakta always wants to remember Lord. What is our position, we have seen? We don't remember. They are going to come here only, no? On this planet. They want to remember Lord. And we are already here. We don't remember Lord. At that time, what happened? Evam tadev Bhagwan Arvindanabha Swanam Vibuddha Sadatikramam Arihridha. At that time, that Antaryami Bhagwan, he came to know what has happened outside. He is inside. This is happening at the gate, seventh gate. So inside, he came to know. How is that Bhagwan? Arvindanabha. Nabha means the navel. His navel is the seat of that lotus. And on that lotus, Brahmaji came. Arvindanabha, Swanam Vibuddha, his own servant, has done something wrong. It is all planned. He knows everything, what is going to happen. Tasmin Yayau, he went there. Lord went there. Paramahansa Mahamuni Nam Anvesaniya Charnam. How he went? Walking. Walking on his feet. And those feet are sought by all Paramahansa Muni Nam. Everybody wants that charan. They want to grab or they want to stay at the feet of the Lord. Paramahansa. Who is a Paramahansa? What is the quality of Hans? The quality of a Hans is that if you mix milk and water, he will drink milk. And water he will live. Who is the Paramahansa? Paramahansa is a man who can discriminate between Nitya and Anitya. He will hold on to Nitya. Anitya he will leave. Paramahansa Muni Nam. All Paramahansa Muni, they want to get that truth, that reality. They want to stay. A bhakta want to stay at the feet of Lord. And then he was coming out. How he was coming? Sri Hari was coming with Lakshmi ji. Lakshmi ji was inquisitive. Dekhna hai kya karte hai Bhagwan hai. So Lakshmi ji is also with him. Tantva agatam pratito opayikam swapumbhi. How he came? It's not that if something has happened, we go out. He came with his paraphernalia. What is his paraphernalia? His attendants were there. What were they doing? They were Hansa Shriyo Bejano. Bejano? Chamar. You know the chamar, the white thing? And how it was? Hansa Shriyo. It is like a swan. It's big. We do puja with only this much of. Then we got this time a little bit bigger than that. But actually, it is much more than it. It will look like a swan. That much big it should be. So the attendants were doing the chamar. Shiv Vayu Lolak and the Vayu sweet breeze was being coming out of that movement. And Subhra Atapatra. Subhra Atapatra means umbrella. What is the color of the umbrella? Not black. White. Subhra. White umbrella. And from the spoke of umbrella, the pulse drops were there. And it was looking with the Vayu, it was dangling. It was as if the nectar from the moon is coming, dropping from those beads, from those pearls. And how was the face of Lord? Krishna Prasada Sumukham, blessing everyone. Sumukham, auspicious face. Spraniya Dhamam, desirable abode. Everybody wants that abode. Everybody wants that abode. Snehavaloka Kalaya Hridi Sanspritam. And looking with affection, touching the heart of each person. That was his glance, Sri Hari's glance. Same Prithau Urusi, and his chest was broad. Color, Shyam, Shyam Varna. Subhotiya Sriyava Swarga, Subhotiya decorated with Lakshmi. Churamanim Subhagantam, Iv Atma Dishna, he enhance the beauty of Swarga, of that abode of the Vaikuntha. When Lord is coming, because beauty of the house is with the inhabitants of that house, isn't that so? If nobody is living, then there is no beauty of that house. If the people are there, then there is a beauty. So this Lord's beauty was enhancing the beauty of that abode, Vishnu Lok. What was he wearing? Pitansuke, Pitambar. And covering Prithunitambini is large hips. Vispurantaya shining brightly. That cloth was shining brightly. Kanja Alibi. Alibi Virutaya. Kanja, it was one girdle, one belt he was also wearing. And on the his wrist he was wearing. And Alibi Virutaya Banmalaya, a Banmala, a garland was there, and Alibi humming bees were all attracted to that. Balgu Prakosta Valayam, and lovely wrist bracelets he was wearing, and Vinita Sutse Vinasya, one hand was resting on the Vinita Sut, on the Garud. And others, he was Dhunana Ambaja. Ambaja means lotus. He was twirling one lotus. In one hand there was a lotus, other hand was on the Vinata Sut Garuda. Then how was his face? It is a vidyut chipan makarakundal mandan ahur. Arha vidyut chipan. Vidyut chipan, like a lightning. It was reflecting whatever ornament he was wearing, it was reflecting on the face like a vidyut. Gandasthala, gandasthala means the cheek. Gandasthala, unnasamukham, unnasamukham means the nose. Manimat kiritam, and he was wearing a kirit means a crown, which was studded with the gems, money. Dodanda sanda vivare hartaparardha, and in his four stout arms, hartaparardha, the most precious, charming, harena. Har means necklace. Harena, there was a har. What was that? Kandhar gatena, it was on his neck. Cha kaustabena, kaustab money was wearing. Kaustab money he was wearing. So this much we have seen in our earlier class. Today we'll see how is his beauty.
Atro parsishtam iti chotsmitam indirayaha swanam dhya virajitam bausostavadyam mayam bhavasya bhavatam tabhajantam angam ne ne murnirikshana vitripta trisho mudakaihi.
Atra. Atra means here in the matter of beauty. Now his beauty is compared with Lakshmi. Lakshmi is there. With Lakshmi he has come out, Srihari. Now beauty of Lakshmiji and beauty of Lord is compared. Atra upasrishtam. Upasrishtam means curved down. His beauty has curved down. Iti das cha utsmitam indaraya. Indaraya, Lakshmiji. Indiraya means Lakshmiji. The pride of beauty of Lakshmiji is curved down by the beauty of Lord. See? Beauty of the Lord. Swanam dhiya brichatam bahu saushtavadyam. And very beautiful decorated form he has taken for the purpose of his swanam bhakta. For the devotee he has taken this form. He is nirgun nirakar. But he has taken a form for the devotees. Mahyam. Mahyam means for me. Brahmaji is saying, this form is for me. Then bhavasya, for Lord Shiva. Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh. Who is standing? Vishnu is standing. Vishnu with Lakshmi. Why he has taken this form? Brahmaji says, for me. Shiv, for Shiva. And bhavatam ta bhajantam anga, bhavatam for all of you, for the devotees. So he has taken a form, Sri Hari has taken a form, Vishnu has taken a form for Brahmaji, for Shivji, and for all his devotees. What is the purpose? Bhajantam mangam, so that we can worship that figure. For worshipping, we need a form. So he has taken a form so that we can worship that form. Bhajantamanga, Nemu, they all prostrated. Who were standing? Four Kumaras. Who is describing? Brahmaji is describing. Original talk is going between Maitri and Vidur. Vidur asks about what has happened. Vidur asks Maitri. So Maitriji, instead of saying, he is quoting within inverted comma. What has happened there? Brahmaji was there, all devtas came, then Muni, this Kumaras were there. The whole thing is being narrated. Verbatim. Mayam bhavasya bhavatam bhajantamanga nemu niricha. Niricha means after seeing. Na bitripta. Na means not. Bitripta, tripta, not satisfied. They were not satisfied. Kumaras were not satisfied. They are seeing Lord. It's not that you go to in, where is that in South India? Tirupati. They push you.
Tirupati.
Not even 1 second you are allowed to stand there. You are not tripped at all. When you come out, whether I have seen or not, I don't know. So these people are standing and seeing, but not satisfied. Mudakai. So they prostrated in fullness of joy and they were unsatisfied. They were not tripta. So beauty of Bhagwan is better than Lakshmi ji also. And if it is compared, then beauty of Bhagwan is better than even Lakshmi ji. So his devotees found in him a beauty that humiliated pride of Indira, Lakshmi. See, it is a bhakta perception, no? Bhakti is seeing like that. And Lakshmi ji, how is she? She is the center of all beauty. Seeing this form of Lord revealed for worship of all, including myself, Shiva, and all of devotees, the sages continued to look at him with unsatiated eyes and then prostrated themselves before him in fullness of joy. So they prostrated.
Tasya Arvinda Nayanasya Pada Arvinda Kinjalka Misra Tulasi Makara Kandavayuhu Antargata Swavivarena Chakara Tesham Shankshoham Akshara Jusham Api Chitta Vanvoho.
What happened at that time? Tasya of him. Who is that? Him means Mahavishnu or Sri Hari or Narayan Hari. Arvinda Nayanasya. Arvinda? Lotus. Nayana? Eyes like lotus eyed. Padarvinda. Pada means feet. How are the feet? Arvinda, again lotus feet. So Nayan is also lotus like and the feet is also like lotus feet. And Kinjalaka. Kinjalaka toes. Dust. At the feet there is some dust also. Misrit, it is mixed. Tulsi Makaranda Vayu. Tulsi, Lord is wearing Tulsi. So Tulsi has got a fragrance. The fragrance of Tulsi mixed with the fragrance of the dust of the feet of the Lord. So two things are known. And then Vayu, that breeze is coming. What happened? Antargataha, it entered. Entered in whom? Four Kumaras. Four Kumara Antargata. Swavivarena. How entered? From nose. Swavivarena. Chakaratesam. What was the effect of that? It made all the Kumaras Sangobham, agitation for change. Their mind was fixed on the Lord. But because of that fragrance of Tulsi mixed with the fragrance of the dust of the feet of the Lord, made their mind agitated. Akshara jusamapi, they are akshar, akshar means imperishable. Their mind is absorbed in one, that truth. Even though absorbed in that truth, the fragrance of that tulsi mixed with the fragrance of the dust of the feet agitated the mind of chitta tanvo in the both mind and body. Of four Kumaras. So the breeze laden with the fragrance of Tulsi mixed with the dust of lotus feet of that lotus-eyed Lord entered in the interior of those sages through nose and not only thrilled their body but caused a flutter in their mind too. They were immersed in the joy of oneness with the Absolute. One Mahatma interpreted that at that time, although these four Kumaras were Gyan Margi, and absorbed in the truth, but now they don't want to become that, they want to become Bhakta. You see, Gyan Margi, we want to become Bhakta, now they want to serve Lord. So what has made that? Because of that fragrance, breeze which entered in their mind and their body fluttered. There was an agitation in that. Fragrance of Tulsi caused it. Serving Lord is better than becoming one with the Lord. They started thinking. Before that, they are Paramahansa. They are Jnani. They know the truth. They know I am Brahman. But now they are seeing Brahman with the form. They are so charmed. Now they want to become Bhakta. I don't want to become one with the Lord. I want to be remain separate as a Bhakta and serve Lord.
Devaya Mushravadana Smita Padma Kosham Udviksha Sundaratara Dharakundahasam Labdhashi Sapunaraviksha Tadiya Mangri Dwandam Nakaruna Manishranam Nidadhu.
Te means those sages, four Kumaras, was certainly Amushyam. Amushyam means Lord. Badan means the face. How is the face? Asit Padmakosam, like a blue lotus. The face of the Lord of Narayan or Sri or Mahavishnu is like a blue lotus color is the face. Udvichya, now they are looking up. You see, you have to learn how to see Lord also. First the feet, then they have raised their eyes up and they will again come down. Udvichya, looking up. What is they are seeing? Sundartar. One is Sundar, another is Sundartar, and third is Sundartam. More beautiful, Sundartar. What is that other? Other means lips. They are now from the feet, they have come up to the lips of the Lord. And how is that lips? Kunda Hasam. Kunda means jasmine. Hasam, when the jasmine flower is fully blown. Similarly, Lord was smiling. It's compared to the jasmine flower. His smile is like the jasmine flower. Labdha asis. Labdha achieved. Asis means the aim of life. Labdha asis. They have attained the aim of life. Punaravechya. After saying that, punaravechya tadiyam angri. Punaravechya, again. That means they started from the feet, went up to the lips and the face of the Lord. Punaha. Puna means again. Again means they must have started from feet. So put it to top and then again they are coming. Tadiyam angri. Again looking down at the lotus feet of Lord. Angri means lotus feet of Lord. How many feet? 2 feet. How many hands? 4. But the feet? Dvandam. 2 feet. And nakha. They are seeing the nakha. How is the nakha? Aruna. Red. Acha, Manishrayanam. As if money is studied there. Money means rubies. So the color of the nail is compared with the rupee. If you are healthy, your all the nails will be also look like a pinkish type of thing. But some, if you have got some ailment, then you will see they have become black or some other color. Ayurvedic people, they see nails. Even sometimes doctors also see the color of the nails of the feet and the hands. So, Naka Aruna Manishrayanam Niduddhya. And they started meditating on the feet. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Kumar, they started meditating on the feet of the Lord. Having their heart's desire fulfilled by the sight of His face, Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar saw the face of the Lord, which resembled a blue lotus. The beauty was further enhanced by His lovelier lips and a smile, which looked like a full-blown jasmine flower. Then they looked down at His feet, which looked like as if inlaid by rubies, and fixed their mind on same. They meditated on the feet of Lord.
Pumsam gatim mrigayatamiha yoga margaihi dhyanaspadam bahumatam nanabhiramam poshnam babudarshayanam ananna siddhaihi utpattikai samagrinan yutamashtabhogaihi.
Then samagrinan, the sages, the four kumaras, they started praising Lord. When they saw, they started praising the Lord. Stuti. The stuti is going to come from the next verse onward. And how is that Lord? Yutam ashtabhogai. He has got the 8 kinds of siddhi. Ashta siddhi nav nidhi ke data. Ashta siddhi he has got. Ashta siddhi. So for those devotees, for the bhakta, punsam gatim mrigatayam ihe yoga margai dhyanaspadam bahumatam nayanabhiramam Paushnam Bapur Darsayanam Ananya Siddhi Atpikai. Atpikai means eternal, present. So those people, the sages, recited a hymn of praise to the revelation of as Purushottam, who is object of quest. Everybody wants to know that, no? object of Christ, for all who tread the path of yoga, by yoga mark we want to reach there, but none of the yogi has got the Ashtasiddhi. They don't get all Siddhi. Maybe one or two Siddhi they get, not Ashtasiddhi. Whose form is blissful to the eye, he commands adoration of all, he is naturally endowed with various yogic power, which is difficult for others to possess. So he has got eight kinds of Siddhi. So how do you meditate on that, Lord? So you have to withdraw your attention from the world, and slowly, slowly you have to go inside, and then you will find in the heart, and the whole procedure is given in the Dhyana Yoga of chapter 6 of Bhagavad Gita. So when we enter inside, we find seated in our heart. He is present in the heart of each and every being. But all beings can't reach. Only the humans who strive for it, they can reach. They can reach it. So he is present in all beings. But how is he present outside? Other than beings, there are many things. Beings means the sentient things. Other than the inert thing, how is he present? He is present as a principle of existence. Isness is everywhere. As a principle of existence, he exists everywhere. So seated in the heart, he sees everything inside. Trikaladarshi, he knows everything, what is happening. Even if some thought comes in your mind, you don't express it. You think nobody knows about it, but somebody has already seen it. Others may not know, because I have not spoken. But he knows. He knows everything. So seated in the heart, he facilitates any person to enjoy the material sukh also. He will give you energy. I want material sukh. I don't want spiritual sukh. Okay, chalo, jao. Go in the OET. Have the OET sukh. You know na OET sukh. OET sukh means jagatik sukh, worldly sukh. In our BMI chart, OET is there. OET means world. In Chinmay Mission, instead of world or jagat, we sometimes use OET, object, emotions and thought. Okay, I want OET sukh. Okay, you go. But at last instruction, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sarnam raja. After the last, Lord says, you have to leave everything. But you come to me. What is sarva dharman parityajya? What you can give up? The thing which you own, is it not so? Which you own. Like we say, my house, my body. House belongs to the Lord, earth belongs to Lord, body belongs to Lord. Only my belongs to you. My means attachment. Attachment only belongs to you. Sarva dharman parityajya means you drop this attachment. Can you give Chinmay Mission to anybody? Do you own Chinmay Mission? No. Whole earth is owned by Lord. Do you own? We say we have got so much of acres of land. Are what acres of land? Before you, somebody was saying it is my property. After you leave, again the same property will be owned by somebody else. Really speaking, everything is owned by Lord only. But we say my. So what you own is the my, minus. Sarva dharman parityajya means you leave this minus, this attachment. That's all. Because of this attachment, we are all suffering. Now the stuti by Kumara. Kumara Uchu.
Kumara Uchuhu. यंतरहितो रिदिगतो पिदुरात्मनाम त्वम् सोऽद्धैवनो नयनमूलम् अनंतराधः यरहेव कर्ण विवरेण गुहां गतो नः पित्रानुवर्णितरः भवदुद्भवेन।
य अन्तर्हितः, यः ही हु अन्तर्हितः, नॉट मैनिफेस्टेड, इज इनसाइड बट नॉट मैनिफेस्टेड। वेयर इज ही? हृदि, इन द हार्ट, ही इज सीटेड इन हार्ट। गतोपि सीटेड इन, अपि इवन दो, दुरात्मन तब, बट दुरात्मन दे कांट सी, दुरात्मन कांट सी। Those who are sadhu, only they can see. Those who have got a pure mind, they can see. Duratma means whose mind is not pure, they cannot see. Although he is seated in the heart of Duratma also. There can be two types of sadhu, asadhu. That doesn't mean ki asadhu doesn't have that atma. He also has got, antaryami is there. But it is not manifested for Duratma. For asadhu, is not manifested. Although it is with him, but he will not manifest there. Sa adya eva, sa he that Lord, adya today, eva certainly, nah for us, nayanamulam. Now I can see nayanamulam. Kumara is saying, Sanat Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumara is saying, that which is not manifested, never comes for a Duratma, for an evil-minded person, for an impure-minded person, is today we are able to see. Able to see? They are seeing face to face. They are standing in front of Lord. They are seeing. How is their mind? Pure mind. So Duratma will not be able to see. Mahatma will able to see. Nayanamulam ananta radha, unlimited, attained. Yahi, when you will attain that? What is the first step? This is the second step. They are able to see. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and Sanat Kumar are able to see Lord face to face. When? It is said, Yahi, वह सर्टनली कर्ण विवरेन गुहाम गतो न। कर्ण विवरेन, कर्ण मीन्स थ्रू ईयर्स, गुहाम इट गोज इंटर, बट इट गोज फ्रॉम हियर, एनी साउंड गोज टू वेयर इन योर माइंड इंटेलिजेंस, गुहाम मीन्स इंटेलिजेंस, सो द साउंड गोज इन टू योर ईयर, वेयर इट रिजेक्ट, गुहाम इंटेलेक्ट, अल्टीमेटली विल गो टू इंटेलेक्ट, माइंड विल रिसीव, देन इट विल रेफर टू इंटेलेक्ट. Ultimate decision is taken by intelligence. Gatoho naha, has attained inside. Naha means in us. So he has entered into our mind earlier. Before seeing him, he has entered into our mind through ears earlier. How that? Pitra, Pitra means father. Who was the father of four Kumaras? Brahmaji, Brahmaji's father. Anuvarnitaha, he described. So Brahmaji described about that truth, about that Mahavishnu, or about that reality to his sons. He told Narada also. He told Kumara also and Narada also. What did he say? Raha. Raha means mysteries. Mysteries of that truth was earlier told by Brahmaji, father of four Kumaras, to them. Who is that entity? Bhavat udbhavena, bhavat udbhavena, by your appearance. So first, what is the first entry point? If you want to see the Lord, Sravan. Sravan about what? Jagat. And then what? Sravan about Leela of Bhagavan.
Sravan about what?
Shravan about what? We always listen about the Jagat, 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 worldly things. No, you have to listen about Leela of Bhagwan. You have to Leela. Earlier also it has come many times. First it will enter as a through Savan, through Sam, and he will enter and stay in your heart. When Bhagwan enters into the heart, he will find our heart is very dirty. Here heart means mind. Mind is very dirty. Mind is very dirty means impurities, vasanas are there. So what he will do? He will sit. Will he sit there? No. He will start cleaning it. Cleaning it means what? The more you listen about the Lord, you are listening less about the world. Ho gaya na cleaning? What is the principle? If you are thinking about the Jagat, your mind is become pure. Impure. When you are listening about the Lord, or you are doing kirtan, japa, tirtha brahman, or you are reading scripture, or you are doing satsang, what is happening? We don't talk about the world, we talk about the Lord only. So mind is getting cleaned. This way it is clean. Duratma will not get it. So in Ishavasya Upanishad you will find the Bhakta says, O sun, remove your brilliance, remove this disc, I want to see the truth. The assumption of the Bhakta is that the Lord is there in the sun. The Lord is everywhere. But a Bhakta thinks he is in the sun and he has covered himself with the brilliant disc. And I can't see with the eyes because it is so brilliant. The Bhakta says, remove this disc, I want to see you. Impure man cannot see, he will see the only brilliance. So Bhakta says, please remove. Are purify your mind, you will be able to see. So they, Sanak Sanandan, they learnt about that truth from their father. So Guru Parampara is said here. So from first Brahmaji got, from whom? From Narayan, Sri Hari or Vishnu. How he got? He first appeared from the lotus. He was sitting there. He was alone. He didn't know where from he has come. He went inside the stem, could not reach the source. He tried to see it all side, could not do it. Then he heard tapa, tap, do the tap. What is tapa? Control your mind and senses. He was trying to find out with his eyes and his mind, go deep inside and find out, or outside he was not able to do. You have to control your mind and senses, then you will come to know him. So he did tapa. When he did the tapa, Lord was happy. He called him. When he called, then he asked him about the truth, about the reality. Then Lord gave him Chatushlokiya Bhagavat. All the truth in that Chatushlokiya Bhagavat, which we have studied in detail. Chatushlokiya Bhagavat, that was the knowledge given by Lord to Brahma. Brahmaji gave that knowledge to Sanat Kumar and Narad. Then from Narad it came to Ved Vyas. Ved Vyas has written all the Vedas, compiled the Vedas, wrote all the Puranas, but still he was not satisfied. He was sitting on the bank of Saraswati Nadi, dejected. At that time Narad came. Then Naradji asked, what happened, Ved Vyasji? Why are you sad? He said, I have written all these things, all I have codified the Vedas also, four Vedas I have done, I have Puranas also I have written, but I am. So have you written the Leela of Bhagwan? No. That is why you are sad. You write. So he wrote Bhagavat. That is how we got Bhagavatam. Leela of Bhagwan. So Bhagwan is the ultimate source of knowledge. it came to Brahmaji, first being. From Brahmaji came to Narad and Sanat Kumar. From Narad came to Vedvyas. From Vedvyas, we all are getting. It's all written here. Okay? So, parampara is written. So, the process of seeing Lord is what? Number one, step number one. This is first. Without that, you will not be able to see. What do you mean by that? Unless you know about the Lord, how can you see Him? First, you have to listen about Him. First, you have to listen about His Leela. Then you will come to know. Otherwise, how you will come to know that He is Chaturbhuj? You will not come to know. Now, questions comes. Okay. Can it happen? I might have heard in my earlier life and I get the darshan now. Yes. हमने पिछले जन्म में सुन लिया उनके बारे में. I heard in my last birth. I will get darshan now. Or you can listen about him in this life and get darshan in this life. Or you can hear about him in this life and get darshan in next life. All three are possible. Did you get it? It's not that if you have heard in the earlier life, Gajendra Moksha, you remember? Gajendra remembered his association, his bhakti, his devotion, and knew about Hari. At last he remembered Hari and offered a flower. Oh, Lord came. So he had in the previous life got the result, darshan in the next life. So you can hear in the last life, have darshan in this life. Or hear in this life and get darshan in this life. Sanat Kumar Sanandan, they got the knowledge from their father, got the darshan in the same life. Is it not so? And the third combination can be, you get knowledge, you listen about that, and darshan in the next life. We can't give example. Can you give example? How can I give you an example who is going to come in the next life? I can't give you an example. Did you get it? Next life mein kya janm hoga? Abhi kaise bata de aapko hum? How can I give you an example which what is going to come in the next life? Okay, next.
Tam tvam vidama bhagavan. Tam tvam vidama bhagavan paramatma tattvam sattvena sampratiratim rachayantamesham yatte nutapa viditeir drida bhakti yogaihi udgranthayo hridi vidurmunayo viragaha.
Tam. Tam means him, the Lord. Tvam, you. Vidam, we know. How we come to know Lord? Bhagavan param atma tattvam. Lord, you are what? You are param, supreme atma tattvam. You are the truth, you are reality. You are param, supreme truth. And what is your nature? Sattvena. You are full of goodness. Sattagun. We know always that Ishwar comes with the sattagun pradhan. If he has taken a form, that means he has taken the help of maya. What type of maya? Sattagun pradhan. Maya has got four gunas. Three gunas. So maya has got satta, rajogun, tamogun. He has taken the help of sattagun, and with the sattagun, he has taken a form. Samprati ratim rachayantam esam. Samprati now, ratim, love for Lord, rachayant, rachayantam esam. Rachayantam esam, creating of all of them, but delighting. For our delight, he has taken a form. Okay. Yat te anutapah, yat te, which te, you, anutapah means grace or his mercy. Viditai, you can know him. Viditai means you can understand, you can know him. By what? Drida bhakti yogai. This is a bhakti granth, therefore he says, with a firm bhakti yoke, you can reach that state, bhakti yogi. Achha, but two qualifications are required. One is udgranthayo. What is granthi? You know granthi? Granthi means knot. You have to go beyond knot. Udgranthayo. What is the granthi now here? Is the attachment. Just now I was telling you, no, the attachment. Sarvdharman parityajya. What is to be left is the attachment we have to leave. Not the house, not your car. Attachment. They all belong to Lord. My house belongs to Lord. Who are you? I am a tenant or a trustee. Tenant, what you don't like. Okay, Lord has given, I am trustee. I can enjoy it. I am beneficiary. I will stay here as long as I live. Beneficiary. Then what will happen? No attachment. When the house belongs to me, there is attachment. If I tell you, you write the transfer the ownership in the name of Chinmay Mission, you will not do. Someday somebody, Swami will come, well, get out. House belongs to me. But if I tell you, you transfer the ownership to Lord, you all will agree. Because you know Lord will never come. Lord will never come. He will not file a case against you. So for removing attachment, what we have to think, this belongs to Lord. I am beneficiary. Bas. Attachment. Udgranthe, without attachment you have to do. Hridi, vidu muneho biraga. Hridi, in heart you will go. Vidu, you understand. Muneho, all the sages. How? Biraga. Biraga, but not interested in the material thing. Biraga. So, four things are there. Four qualifications needed to know. Biraga. Biraga from? Anatma. At this point of time, we have got biraga from Atma. Biraga for Atma. So, there should be dispassion from Anatma Vastu. Anatma Vastu starts from the thought entire world. Thought in my mind is also anatma and the entire world is also anatma. So biraga, dispassion. How this will happen? With the viveka. What is a viveka? Discrimination between nitya and anitya. You have to understand that anitya will never give me permanent sukh. Anitya is always changing and perishable. We all want sukh. We are searching in anitya. If you want permanent sukh, you have to go to nitya, which is available. It is here. It is available. If this discrimination between atma and anatma comes, then you will slowly leave anatma. Why leave anatma? There are many shortcomings. I am running after sukha year after year, but I am not getting. I am not contented. It is not giving me permanent sukha. I want permanent sukha. It is available. If you have got this understanding, then that viraga, that dispassion will be permanent. Viraga. No attachment. Viraga. Then bhakti yogi. Since this is bhakti granth, you have to clean your mind with bhakti. Bhakti, by when you clean, then the mind becomes sattva. When you become sattva, then you can reach to the sattva pradhan, that Ishwar. That form you can reach. Without sattva, you will never reach. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, nitya sattvasta bhavarjuna. Nitya sattvasta bhavarjuna. When the sattva gun comes, you will understand. Otherwise, even without sattvagun, 1,000 lives you take, it will not come. 1,000 lives me nahi milega. So what should be our effort? Make our mind sattva. Make our mind sattva. So, O Lord, we know you who bring delight to bhakta every moment by your personality, which is constituted of pure sattva. In Vedanta also we listen to the same thing. Who is Ishwar? He has taken a form. The truth who is Nirgun Nirakar, he has taken a form now. And this form is Sattagun Pradhan. Therefore it is said, Sattvena Samprati. Now you have taken the Sattagun and you are in front of him. If I want to sit with him or go near him, what I have to be? Sida Bhata Sampo Sam, there is a billionaire sitting there. I am a beggar. Can I go and sit next to him? I will not go. I have to come up to that state, the same nature. Then he will become my friend. Otherwise he will say, oh, who is this stinking fellow? Hey, he will go away other side. You have to be up that level, na? Like Prime Minister. He will meet another minister, they will meet. But if I want to go and meet Prime Minister, he will not give me appointment. He will say, after 3 years you can come. So similarly, we are Rajotama Gun Pradhan, we have to be Sattagun Pradhan, then only we can understand and we can reach there. So Sattagun is required. Thousand lives, thousand years, you try, you will not get. Sattagun is must. Okay, we'll see in our next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.